Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Dalad. We are in Kuf Dalad, we are in Perek Beis Kur, and we are up to the next Mishnah, which is all about the measurements when I sell a Beis Kur, or what do I mean by selling the Beis Kur. Okay, a couple of Mishnahs all related to the same topic in this Perek. Says the Mishnah, Beis Kur, Kuf Gimel of a Beis. Beis Kur up for Ani Moche Lecha, Mida Bechevel. If I sell you a base core, I'm selling you a base core of dirt, mida b'chevel, exactly measured, right? So this is what we did this measure yesterday, but we're doing it again because we're going to deal with a question on it. So I sell you a base core exactly, p'piches kol shehu yinache. If I give you a little less land than the exact amount, then I got to take off from the price because I wrote mida b'chevel, which is a lashon of being very exact. Hoser kol shehu yachzir. But if I add on, then he has to give it back to me. Because either way, mida b'chevel is an exact, a reflection that I want to be very exact. V'yamamar hein chaser hein yaser. But if I, say, okay, a little bit more, a little bit less, about approximately a base core, then afilu piches rova l'sa'ah, a hoser rova l'sa'ah, that even if I do a little, half, a quarter of a sa'ah, a rova, I'm sorry, a quarter of a kav per sa'ah, either of those cases, then that's it. Higiyu, we keep it, and there's nothing that has to be returned. Because if I just said approximately, I said a little more, a little less, so then I assume that I built in that flexibility. But if I go up to Yoser Mikan, if it's more than a rova of a kav for a sa'ah, yasa cheshbon, then you got to work out the giving it back, because that's too much. That's not even an approximate. What do you give back? Mahu machzir lo maus. So we'll see the Gemara is going to explain this also. But the Mishnah says, what do you give back? So you give back money, meaning a little bit more. If it's more than a rova of a kafir sa'ah that was given, you have to give back pay for it, meaning the buyer keeps the extra land and he pays for it with money. V'imratza machzir lo karka. But if the seller is interested, he takes back the land. If it's a large enough piece that he would be interested. Why do we say that you give back money? We'll see this is a takana d'rabanan, special takana d'rabanan, to give the mocher flexibility that he could choose whether he wants the money back or whether he wants the land back. Because after all, shimshir besada, base tishas kavin, ubugina, base chatzikav, ukedivre rebbe kiva, base rova, in all these cases, different types of lands. If you have a garden, if you have a field, all these types of lands, there is different minimum amounts of land that makes it significant, the small amount of land. So in all these cases, mashlo asakarka, these cases you're allowed to give back the amount of land that was left over. But other than, if it's less than that, then we wouldn't allow the buyer to give it back automatically, because what's the seller going to do with such a small piece of land? He's not going to have any usage for it. And the Gemara just ends off, the Mishnah just ends off by saying, not only do you give back the rova, but all the extra. The Gemara will talk about it, should be just the opposite. Not only do you give back the extra, but you give back the specific quarter that you went above. It should be just the opposite, which the Gemara is going to change it. But let's focus though for the problem that I mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur. The Rashbam asks a question here. The Rashbam about the eighth wide line, right in the middle of the line. He says, Afagav. As we know, Afagav always means implicit question. Third line of the Mishnah. Even though we learned earlier in this Pesachta, Daf Tzadik, we also learned that we had it back in the Kiddushin, called something that is measured or weighed or counted, or even less than Kideona, we have to give back. Meaning, let's say I'm selling you 14 eggs, and I give you 13 eggs. Right, it's less than a sixth, but, you know, I still have to, well, let's say it different. Let's say I sell you, I want to give you, you know, any amount of any number, or a pound of sugar, or what else is there? Minyan, right? Mida, right? I measure a certain measurement of something. Any of those cases, even a tiny little bit off, is a megatos. Right, it's not a question of price. Ona is about price fraud in either direction. But when it comes to davar shemidav, sheminyan, shemishkal, that's just the difference in the object that you sold. So there was a ripoff there. So that's a megatos. So why here is there any flexibility? So answers the Gemara, answers the Rashbam, Hani mili b'metaltalin. When do we say that's true? Only by metaltalin. By any movable item, that's where we say that if there's a misrepresentation of the object, then we say it's all null and void. Aval b'karka, but when it comes to karka, lo shayach b'hu chazara. Then this whole din of Rava does not apply. Why? To kimluhu l'rabanan, denichale l'lokeach liknos, mashi yimsa, l'fi amida. The buyer always wants it in the end. Hein chaser, hein yeser. It's a little bit more, a little bit less, but when it comes to land, comes to real estate, the buyer is interested in taking it, even if he made a little bit extra, or even if he made a little bit less. The buyer always wants to keep it. That is the shita of the Rashbam. A chilek between karka and metaltalim. Baalei Tosfos quote this Rashbam and argue with it. In what context? In the context of the sugya eino nala karkos. Because if you remember then, we mentioned this a number of times, that there are three shitas, three groups of Rishonim in the sugya of eino nala karkos. One group of Rishonim is based on how to read a Gemara in Kiddushin in the second parak. Two different girsos in the Gemara there. But either way, it ends up l'maskana being three shitas in the Rishonim. What does it mean that there is no ona'a when it comes to karka? Rashi has the most limited shita. Rashi says, ein ona'a karkos just means that if it is a, if it's more than a sixth, let me just read, did I bring the Rashi here? Oh, I didn't bring the Rashi here. But Rashi has the most limited, because Rashi says if it's more than a shtus, there's ona'a for karka also. The only difference, according to Rashi, between onola karka and onola metaltalin is at the point of shtus, do you have to give back the extra? Everybody paskins that less than a shtus, even by metaltalin, you get to keep it. At a shtus, we usually say, the mekach is kaim, and you have to give back the extra. So Rashi says, that's what it means, ein onola karkos. At a sixth, you can keep it. But more than a sixth? No, then there's onola even by karka. That's what Rashi's girsa is there, in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. Tosfos says, that's what it means? This big major principle, ein onola karkos. That's what it means, that if it's exactly a sixth, you don't have to give it back? Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. So Tosfos has a number of other questions on Rashi, but Tosfos, the name of Rabbeinu Tam, changes the girsa there to fit into his shita, and says, also based on other Gemaras, that in another kakos means up until 100%. Up until 100%, palga, it is called, so then in another kakos. Once you get to 100%, then even by karka, there's ona, it goes up to 100%. So that's where Tosfos asks on our Rashbam. Tosfos says that by karka, people already mochel, that's not true, that's only to a limit. Only to a limit, but up until once you get to a certain amount, people are makbid even by karka. It's not a hard and fast rule that people are makbid, and that is why I don't like that answer, says Rabbeinu Tam. Dovash b'mitav shemini shemishka. People aren't makbid by karka, only by metaltalin. No, it's not true. People are makbid even by karka. That's what Tosa says there. Kiddushin adaf mem beis ame beis near Rabbeinu Tam the gars ifcha. And he quotes, V'yesh lomer to bito mekach tohasam hainu mipalga. When you get to palga, which is 100%, so then we say, there is ona. Pachinam isa v'yushalmi, ad plag yesh lom ona, avo batzer miplag, lo havi bito mekach. Right, so that is the shita of Tosfos in the name of Rebbeinu Tam. That's why, according to them, they don't have to give a different answer here, as we'll see other answers in a minute. But that is Tosfos shita. Just to mention, though, the third shita in the Rishonim, in the Sugya of Onola Karkos, is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam say, Ein Onola Karkos means, period. There is no Ona'a when it comes to Karka. Period. It doesn't matter how much. It could be a 300% ripoff. It doesn't matter. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira, Yud Gimel Ches. Elu dvarim she'en lem ona, ha-karkos, v'ha-avadim, v'ashtaris v'agdeshos, afilu machar shava elef b'dinar, o shava dinar b'elef, en lem ona. Right? One for a thousand for one. There was no ona when it comes to karka. What's the svar for this shita? You can say gzeras hakasef. I learned that from a pasuk, gzeras hakasef. Dabar nimkar miyad liyad. But the Nebuki Yosef in Hazahav, in the fourth parak of Bava Metzia, mentions maybe it's based on a Gemara in the first parak of Bava Kama, where the Gemara there is trying to figure out what does the Lashon in the Mishnah there mean, Shaveh Kesef? And one of the possibilities there mentioned is Dover HaShaveh Kol Kesef. Something that is worth any amount of money, which is Karka. meaning, as the Nebuka Yosef explains in Bamatsia in Parakas Zahav, that land, real estate, is worth whatever you pay for it. Buy a watch, you could say you're overpaying or you're underpaying, because watches are sold in different places and it's different prices. So three different stores can sell for three different prices, so somebody's overcharging. But when it comes to karka, there are so many different factors that determine what's the price tag on this piece of land. What is the neighborhood like? What are all the services that are close to this house? What type of yard does it have? There's so many things. So basically, whatever person pays for it, that's the price. So there is no anah by karka because there's no such thing as overcharging. It's davar hashaveh kol kesef. That is the shita of the Rambam and the Rif. That, according to that shita, by the way, then this Rashbam works in fine. The issue of Rava of Mekach Tos by a mistake in Mita Mishkalaminyan that only applies by Metaltza but not by Karka, because there's never a mistake when it comes to Karka. People are always Mochel. Those are the three Shitos in the Rishonim when it comes to Ona. There is, it's an important, many Rishonim say, not the Rambam, but the Ramban and the Chinuch and others say, even if you say in Ona Karkos in an extreme way, it has to be that just means you don't have to pay. But there's still an Avera. Still an Avera when it comes to... The Rama might not say this. The Rama and the Rif. But the Ramban says it clearly. You know why? Because the source for Hilchos Onah in the Torah is by Karka. So how can you say Karka is totally excluded? So it's a very strong question. Right? Why is it that... the Torah talks about Karka in Parshas Bahar. So how can you say the whole principle doesn't apply to Karka? So the Ramban says, Shevadai, Vani Choshev Otsvar, this is the Ramban of the Torah, Sharevadai, Hama'anes Chaveiru Ladas, Over Belav, Bein B'Metaltel, and Bein B'Karkos, Shebehen Dibra Akasuv, Altonu Ishas Achiv, B'Mispashan Imachar Yovel, Shumazir Sheyiknu V'Yimkru Lefi Hashanim, V'Lo Yonu Ishas Achiv, Avarabosenu Chidshu, Be'ona Tashlumin, B'Shtus HaMekdach, U'Bitla HaMekdach, V'Yosem B'Shtus, Chazal made these measurements and numbers, but in terms of the Isser and the Aveira itself, of course it applies to Karka as well. So that is the sugya of Einan Ola Karkos, which relates to this to our discussion of answering the Kasha of Rava. So again, let's go back to the question. So again, the Rava, the Rashbam says, how can our Gemara say that it even a little bit of a mistake, he's mochel? But what do you mean? Rava says any tiny little mistake in the Mida Mishka Laminyan, a tiny amount is a megatos. So even if you're a little flexible with the numbers, it shouldn't work. So the first answer, Karka versus Metaltalin. Second answer, Tosfos. Where's Tosfos? Next Amud. Top Tosfos on the next Amud. He quotes the Rashbam, and he says, I don't think so, because he quotes that Gemara. He quotes the question that Tosfos and Kedushin asked. So look at the first skinny line. V'yomeri, different second answer. D'Rava Airi kishemadadu v'hit'eyu b'mida. What's Rava talking about? Where you measured it already, and then you say, I'm giving you this amount. Meaning so it's already measured, so you're really tricking him. You're really tricking him, and it's really a mistake if it's already measured. That's what Rav is talking about. Aval hachal b'madadu adayin. Here they didn't make the measurement yet. Elo b'ba'in limdod. They're going to measure it. Umitchila hayanami yodeya. She'enu mechavin kolkach. Sholuyia opachos oyoser. They didn't do the measuring yet, so nobody's tricking the other person. They know it's going to be about this amount. So that's the difference between medida beforehand or medida afterwards. Number two. Number three, the Rashba. The Rashba here and the Rashba Kiddushin. Two different answers. The Rashba and Kiddushin, there, Mebez says, Yesh Lomar, Tiahid, the Perak Beis Kur. Remember, in the times of the Rishonah, they didn't have the Vilna Shas yet. So they couldn't say pages. They couldn't say, Ay, Ba Basra, Daf Kof Dalad. But they called them the same Prakim that we have. They had the same Prakim. They're just Prakim were straight. So they learned it in context of Prakim. So the Rashba says, Yesh Lomar, Tiahid, the Perak Beis Kur, Lo Toba Mi, the Klau. No, in our case, there was no mistake at all. V'lo hizkir lo beis kur. It says beis kur. Why did he mention beis kur in the language of sale? Elo lomar shu mocher lo karka zeh lefi beis kur bekach v'kach damim. You know what it means in our case? No, it's just saying, I'm selling you a beis kur. It doesn't mean only a beis kur. It means I'm selling you a beis kur for $10. Right? A beis kur, how many beis kur I'm telling you? We didn't make up any number. It's just that if you give 2.5 base kur, so then you're going to have to give a certain amount, you know, a half. Right? But it's not that there was any mistake there. That's what he quotes from some, even though he doesn't like depth shot. The fourth and final pshat that we'll mention is the Rashba in here, in Baba Basra. The Shran Baba Basra, we're still using here the old version, because it didn't come out with Chelek Beis yet, I don't think. Mosad Rav Kook, Rashba. The Yesh Omrim, Tehacha Yenacho Yachzer Lav Dafka, Ela Kisharotzin Shleim Lahamin Mechon. In a chinami, the whole thing can be batal. But here we're talking about a case where they both agree that it's okay. That's all. And we can assume that they're going to agree if there's such a little mistake. But in a chinami, if one of them stood up and say, what a tiny mistake, it's a problem of mita mishkan minyan, so then he would be able to be mevatel the entire mekach. Just derech agav, we'll get to today's daf right now, but this counts like today's daf. I mean, it's not the bottom of Amud Beis from the previous day, really, it's a hemshach. It's a hemshach. Everything's a hemshach in daf. There is an interesting sugya. What is the relationship between ona'a and gezel? Talk about ona'a here, ein ona'a karkos, yesh ona'a karkos. We also know you can't steal karka, but that might just be a practical measure. But in the case where I actually steal, rip somebody off, is ona'a like gezel? There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What is the source of the chiyuv of hashavas ona'a? There is no pasuk. So if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin, that's the Avera of Onah. Shalola Honos B'mekach U'memkar. Right, you're not allowed to steal. What about the Chi of Hashava? That is not so clear. He just quotes the Isser. He doesn't quote the Chi of Hashava. The Tur has his idea. The Tur says, in Hilchos Onah, Simon Reish Chaf Zayin, Asur L'Adam L'Honos L'Chaveiro B'im B'mekach U'memkaro. And there's the Isser of Onah. V'yin Lokin Alav. You don't get malchus for ona. Why? Lefisha bichlau lav de lo sigzol hu denitan lehishavon shahama ana es chaveiro chayev lahachziro. The Torah seems to say, and this is how he is understood by the Beis Yosef, by the Bach, that it's included in the asay of gezel. The asay of hashav of gezel pirish shedomil lav de lo sigzol de mishum denitan lehishavon ein lokin alav. And that's what the Bach says. Herich bazeh. Mishum te'ena mefurish palav de lo sonu denitak lasei. De'ishavon. Lefich achus rachlomar de bechlal lav de lo sigzol. Right, so it sounds like from the tour that it's included in, it's a separate aveira, but there is an affinity between the two, lo sigzol and lo sa'ane. What the root issue might be is how you understand the Gemara in Baba Metzia. First, Daf in Izeo Neshach, Daf Samach Aleph. So the Gemara there says, Omar Rava, Samach Aleph and Aleph and Baba Metzia. Fascinating Gemara. Lama lead the Kutzer Rachmana, Lav Beribis, Lav Begeza, Lav Bona. What do we need three Averis for in the Torah? The Torah has to say, don't take interest, don't take Ona, don't steal. Why do you have to have all three for? What's the Havamina? It's all the same idea. Well, they're basically the same idea. You're taking somebody's money. It's all the same idea. What do you need three Averis for? So the Gemara goes through, why do you need each one? You need ribbis because the Chiddush is there that you gave it willingly. You need Ona because the guy doesn't even, right, what's the Chiddush? It says, if you wouldn't say, because of Rachman Allah, if you only say Allah Baribis, Mishum, even though he gave it, and even though the Lov is included in the Avera. And if it only said Gezel, Mishum, Tabal Karche, but Ona he gives willingly. And if you only have Lav Ona, because Telo Yoda Demachil. Every case it works out. So Lamaskana, you need all of them, right? Why the Chiddush by each one of them. So how do we understand that? In the Havamina, they were all the same. So Lamaskana, because we have all of them, so therefore we know that they're back to being all the same, and they're connected. Or do we say, no, Lamaskana, they're all different? So that is a question, how to understand this Gemara in Baba Metzia. It's interesting that if you look in the Rambam, right, we just said the Tur has this affinity between them. But if you look in the Rambam, where are Hilchos Ona'a recorded? Hilchos Ona'a are recorded in Mechira, in Hilchos Mechira, according to the Rambam. Right, that is not in Hilchos Gezel, it's in Hilchos Mechira. Where's Ribbis? Hilchos Ribbis is in Hilchos Malveh Veloveh. So just in terms of placement of the Rambam, he puts Ona'a and Ribbis not with Gezel. He puts, when he wants to put Quasi Gazlanim with Quasi Gazlanim, he does. He puts Shol Shalomidas and Kofer Pepikadon and all of those, Eshlichos Yad, that's in Hilchos Gezela. Because those are quasi-gazlanim. Ona'a is not. Ona'a is in Hilchos Mechira. Ribbis are in Hilchos Malveh Veloveh. So maybe, just from the placement of the Rambam, it is not really connected to Gezel. Okay? Let us leave that for now, and we will hopefully come back to maybe some related issues later. Good. Let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Ibai Lahu, Beis Kur Stam Amai. So we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you say Beis Kur Mida Bechevel, that's a very exact Lashon. If you say Beis Kur Chaser Yaser, a little more, a little less, then it's not an exact amount. What if you say neither? What if you just say Beis Kur Stam Amai? So Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. So Beis Kur Avarei Michol Mokal L'Chabita Bechevel, if you say very exact, as it's measured by the rope, Pachos Kol Shu Yinacha, Yeser Kol Shu Yachzir. So from the ratio, what do you see? That if you say you want to be exact, you have to give it back. Hastama Kehein Chaser Vehein Yeser Dami. But Stama will be just like the case where you're not so exact. That's what we get from the first line of the Mishnah. But from the second line, as you might have guessed, we get the opposite. Eima seifa, v'yamama lohen chaser hen yaser, afilu piches rova l'sa, ohosir rova l'sa, higiyu. Right? The seifa says, if you say, okay, a little more, a little less, so then you get to keep the extra. Hastama can be the bechevel dami. Mashba, if you didn't say anything, if I just said base core, then it would be like an exact amount. So what do you get from this Mishnah? So it must be that you can't get anything. You can't be medayik anything from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that both extreme cases, but not the middle case. So let's try again. Tashma, let's try to prove it from a brisa. Beis kor afar ani mocher lecha. Ki beis kor afar ani mocher lecha. Hein chazer hein yezer ani mocher lecha. Any of those lashonos. If I say beis kor afar I'm selling you, or ki beis kor, about a base core, or a little more, a little less. In all those cases, afilu piches rova l'sa'a, a hoser rova l'sa'a higiyu. All those cases are a lashon of not being so exact. Alma, so what do you see? What's the first one on the list? The first one is just base core afar. Alma stama nami kein chaser ben yaser dami. Right, so you see the first case is a case of stama, and you see the brisa says in all three cases, the halacha is that you don't, not so bothered by being a little off. So isn't that a raya that stoma is that you're not so exact? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Hasam pirushe kamefarish. It could be that the three statements in the brisa are really one big case. It's not three separate cases. It should be read as follows. A zehu beis kur shehi kebeis kur. What is the case, a case of beis kur, which we will treat like as if you said kebeis kur kegon de amar lehein chaser hein yeser. Meaning you read all three cases at once. A case of base core, which is like a base core, is a case where you say, hey, chaser, hey, yeser. But stop base core, we still wouldn't have a raya. So maybe it's all one case. So Maskala Ravashi, Rashi says, you can't read the brisa like that. Im kein, ani mocha lecha, ani mocha lecha lamali. Why do you have the phrase ani mocha lecha in each of the lines? Sounds like it's three separate cases. Why do you have that? Elalash Ramina, I'll go back to what we said. Stama nami, kein chaser, hey, yeser, dami, shama asmina. Right? So you know, Lamaskana. The Gemara ends off by saying, Stama is kechaser ukeyeser. Why is this? Misvarada. So he proved it. So now that we showed him, say, why is it? Why do we say, if I don't specify, if I just say base core, so then I'm ready to, you know, accept a little more, a little less. So the pashas would be that people are mochel on a little bit. A little bit, people are mochel. If they don't specify and they don't say, I want dafka mida bechevel, so they are mochel. But if you look interesting in Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah has a different shot. Rabbeinu Yonah says earlier, Rabbeinu Yonah dafsad the dalanim base, we had 10 blad ago, he says, V'yafa gavda sikna de stama nami henke chaser henke yeser. Why is it that we say later on, which is today's daf, that if you just say stomach without specifying, it's leaving room for flexibility. Lo mipnei shahaderech lavater al kach. The reason isn't because people are mochel that amount. Ela hainu taima. The reason is, lafisha havi le lahazkir mida bechevel. It's a reyasa. It's that if you wanted to be exact, you should have said exact. And if you didn't, it's as if you said hein chaser hein yeser. Below his gear, command amr, hein chaser hein yeser dummy. The sham base kur alav. Right? It's called a base kur. Even though it's a little more, a little less. That's what a base kur is called. Not because that it's wrong, but you're mochel. It's right. If you say a base kur, so then that means a little more and a little less. She'ein davar matsui, she'yimsa biyar adam, base kur olesach mechuvan u'mitzumtzam. I have exactly a base kur that I'm selling you. So saying a base kur already is as if it said a little more, a little less. L'fichach habi l'haskim id b'chevel. So that's why, if you want an exact, It's your responsibility to say it. V'kiva shalo hiskir kiman de'amarle hein chaser hein yeser dami. So there's you read our maskana. Stama is kechaser or kiyaser. So why is that? So pashas you might have said because people are mochel. Says the Rabbi Yonah, no, people aren't mochel. What? Mocher ba'ayin yafeh. Or mocher ba'ayin yafeh, or even the, if it's a little less also. It's also lokeach. But that is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah. Interesting suffix of the Ayelas HaShachar. I saw based on this Rabbeinu Yonah. And other Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Yonah, Ayelas HaShachar is a misupik. Let's say I know, I'm the seller, and I know for sure it's a little less than a base kur. Is there any Avera L'Chadchila for me to present this as a base kur? So according to the, if you would say that people are mochel and that's the sar for our Gemara, then you'd say that it's an aveira. Because it's, you're doing it and then people are mochel it. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, then it wouldn't even be an aveira. Because a base core means a little more, a little less. It means hein chaser, hein kiyaser. That's an interesting question though. Could I look at chila, or let's say the seller, the buyer, let's say the buyer, you know, did his research and he knows it's more than a base core. And he says, I want that base core. Is that an aveira l'chadchila? But the Eberhag Gemara says it works. So it might be totally on how you understand this line. Is it because of mechila, or is it like Rabbeinu Yonah says, base kur is the measurement of a little more and a little less. Okay. Weiter. Two dots. So ma'olat ma'aser lo mos v'chulu. As the Mishnah said, what happens though if there's a larger mistake? If there's a larger mistake than a rova, a quarter of a kav to a sa'ah. That's what's allowed. A quarter of a kav to a sa'ah. If I said estimation. More than that, then I gotta give it back. What do I have to give back? Money or land? So, the Gemara says, liapos kochel shel mocher amrinan. I'm sorry, it's based on the principle, it's gonna be the question already. Because we want to be good for the mocher, for the seller. So the Gemara says, liapos kochel shel mocher amrinan. Liapos kochel shel lokech lo amrinan. Well, we're always out for the good of the seller. We're not out for the good of the buyer. And that's why we have this takana that the seller gets to choose what he wants back. But v'hatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Piches shivas kavin u'machsel akur. If I make less, 7.5 kavin for a kur, ohosu shivas kavin u'machsel akur, higiyu. That's the exact, Rashbam works out, that's the exact same measurements as a rova to a sa'ah. Right, same ratio. So the Gemara just talks in the price is just using different measurements. So if I have that amount of difference higiyu, then I keep it. Yes, mikan. But if it's more than that, kofet es amoker libkof es lokeach likach. You force the seller to sell and the buyer to buy. Meaning, it you work it out. Doesn't work out. What would be the best and the most fair deal here? But it's not dafka always on the seller that he's going to win. Rashbam says, sixth to last skinny line, Kovet es ha-mocher limkar, es ha-moser l'lokeach. We force the mocher to sell the extra. If the buyer has it, so let him keep it. Im ha-lokeach rotzeh l'knoso. T'ki hechi, t'kovet es ha-lokeach likach b'shim takanas ha-mocher. Just like we force the buyer to buy some cases so he doesn't lose. So ha-chanami there, but I made a takana for the lokeach. So the price says it works in both directions. So how can the Mishnah just say it's always good for the good of the seller? The Brisa said it's for the good of the buyer. Hasam says the Gemara, no. In terms of the, and this is how the Rashbam understands the Gemara, so we're going with the Rashbam's shot. Look at the other Rishonim, they have other ways. But the Rashbam says like this. Really, when it comes to the decision to take the land or take the money, that is the seller's decision. What does the brisa mean? That we say the buyer, get the buyer involved? That's only if hasam kigon tahavi yakira meikar vizal hashta. What if there was price fluctuation in between? In between the time of the sale and the time of the fixing everything up that was given more or less. So the price went up. So what price does the seller get from the buyer in terms of the extra land now? So there the buyer has the upper hand. The seller decides what to do, but once he decides what to do, the buyer is the one that determines, you know, he gets the better price. So if it was more expensive, and now it got cheaper, we say to him, I'ara yahavis li, yahav li, kazul of the hashta. If you're giving me land, so then I'm only giving you the price of the cheaper price of now. V'hatanya, 1 second, kazu no sin lo, kishar shalakach mimenu. Don't we have a price that says, when he gives it to him, he gives him the earlier price? So the Gemara says, no, that's the opposite case. Hasam could go and davi zul meikara v'yakra lehashta. So that's where it went the other way. Either way, lamaskana, what do? The seller is the one that decides whether he wants the money or the land, but once he makes that decision, so then the buyer has the upper hand in terms of determining the price. Okay? That is how the Rashbam reads the Gemara. Two dots. Shimshir besada beis teskavin v'chulu. Our Mishnah said that there's only a certain amount of land that is, there's a certain minimum amount of land that's significant. So if it's any less than that, that's why the buyer has the upper hand. That's why the seller has the upper hand. Because the seller could say, I don't want this little amount back, because what am I going to do with this little land? So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Taskavin sha'amru v'yafilu b'bika gadola. Rav Huna says, these nine kav, the nine kav that we said is the maximum amount. So then, right, what did we say? That's in the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said, if you're left over in a sada, nine kav, so then you can give back land. But anything less than that is not significant. So that nine kav, Rav Huna says, even in a huge bika, meaning a person is not mochel, this is a significant amount of a field, and a person is not mochel a nine kav, even if he's selling him 4,000 kav. Right? Period. It doesn't matter the ratio. That's Rav Huna's shita. It's not the ratio that's important. It's the absolute amount. Nine kav is a significant amount of land, no matter what. Period. For Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says no. It's a ratio issue. No sein shivas kav and umechsa l'kol beis kur. No, 7.5 kav for each beis kur, that's what a person is mochel. So it's a ratio issue. It's relative to the size of the sale. That's what Rav Nachman holds. So it's a machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. The Iika Milsa Yisera, very unusual looking Amud. The Iika Milsa Yisera Letitia's Kavin Hadri. Right? And if there is an extra amount to the nine kav, then it goes back. Meaning, the Mishnah's nine kav case was specific to the sale of a kur. This is a continuation of Rav Nachman Shita, that it goes by ratio, and when the Mishnah said nine kav for a sada, that was all relative. It's all relative, it's all based on the ratio. Okay, that's the machlokes amorai. Esve Rav Rav Nachman, so Rav says, 1 minute. What did our Mishnah say? Shimshir besada beis tishas kavin. Right? If you leave over nine kav, that's the quote from the Mishnah. Lav dezavin le'ai kurayim. Doesn't that mean even if he sells him two kur, so it's a huge, very large field, and still the number is nine kav? So lo, dezavin le'kur. It could be that he only sold him a kur. Right, so that's what we're going to do. The same question answer three times. Ubegina beis chatikav. The Mishnah said that in a gina, it goes by half a kav. Lav dazaman leisasayim. Isn't that even if he sold him a very large amount in relative terms, and still you see this is the absolute number? Lo, dazaman leisah. Make it ukimta. Ukadivri bekiva beis rova. My lav dazaman leisah. Is that only talking about where he sold him a sa'ah? Lo, dazaman lechatzi sa'ah. Right, so in each case, isn't the Mishnah talking about a case where he sold them a large piece? No, sold them a small piece. So, no raya against either shita. We end up with a machlokes, whether it's an absolute amount or a relative. Boy Ravashi, what about this case? Sade v'na'as is gina, gina v'na'as is sade. My. What happens if the field had one purpose, but then over time, before they finalized, it changed its purpose. So that what measurement do you go on? As the Mishnah mentioned, depending on the purpose of the field, that determines what's a significant area in the field. So, how do you determine that? Teku, no answer given. So when was the switch done? So the Rashbam says that it's even if the field is already in the hands of the lokeach. Even the Rashbam, that 20th wide line, right? Even if it's already in the hands of the lokeach, but you just didn't work yet. He has to give back money, he has to give back land. So, but the buyer already has it. So that's when the suffix is. So he's already muchzak. The buyer is already muchzak in the land, and you still have that suffix. That's the shita of the Rashbam. If you look in the tour, the Beis Yosef picks up on this diyuk to basi, when the Torah quotes this suffix, he says, Haya b'sada, this is in Simon Reish Yudches, Haya sada b'shas mechira, v'haya b'moser ma'at yoser mishnei revayim l'shnei sa'im, you have a little bit, v'nimsa shehu b'din asiyas cheshbon, right now, based on the measurement of a field, it is in the din of giving back, v'na'as is gina, kodem sheyachzik ba. He has that lashon, and it becomes a gina before he does chazaka. Become dina, become bedin chazaras karka o gina manasas sade. So he goes, continues. But the Beis Yosef says, you see from there that it must be, it's beduik, it's before de'i, because if it's after he was machzik ba. Right, if he already was machzik, then surely you go by the earlier determination, because it's already his. He already has it, and he already did a chazaka on it. So what's the answer to that? Teiku, we don't have an answer. Tana, a little bit further. Im haya samach l'sadehu, if the extra amount that was sold is next to another field of the seller, a filer kol shehu machzir lo hakarka. Remember, the whole reason that there was a takan in the Mishnah for the benefit of the seller was because we don't want him to get stuck with a little sliver of land, which he has no purpose for. So says the Brisa, if this land he sold is next to another one of his fields, so that even if he gets back a little sliver of land, it's next to his other field. He could just expand his other field. So then we say, then the buyer does have the right to give back the karka, because he doesn't have any loss there. Boy Rav Ashi, how far do you take this? Bor ma'osha tafsik. What if it's next to another one of the seller's fields?
Even if the mocher doesn't want the field?
Even if the mocher might not want it, because yeah, if it's within the bracket that's allowed. Because the whole reason that we have takana derabanan for the mocher is because he's gonna get his field back or his money back. He's getting something back, but he only had the choice because we don't want him to lose. But here he's not gonna lose. Boy Ravashi, bar ma'osha tafsik. What if there's a pit in between the field and his other field? So it's not contiguous, but it's basically nobody owns anything in between. So what about a bar? Is that a hefsek? Amasamay ma'osha tafsik. What about a little larger, an aqueduct? Derech harabim ma'osha tafsik. What if you have a street? Rich but the dikel ma'osha tafsik. Teku, in all these cases, we don't have an answer. We don't have an answer. So Lamaisa, what's the, in all these cases, well, we don't know whether the buyer can give it back or not. So what's the din? What's the din by Teku? So if you look at the Rambam, in all these cases of Suffolk, and the Riff and the Rush also say this, that the buyer is not Konant. Buyer is not Konant because you go back to Marakama, whatever the case is, it's Teku, you don't know what to do. So therefore, you keep things as they were. You look at the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Chav Dalid Dalid. In all these cases, you're not sure. Avalam Lohayu, Ashayim Mekuravim Pachlum Erba Amos Meruchakin Yeser Al Sheishes Riama. Oh, Shemachar Lo Shnayim Betoch Sadeo Vechan Al Meisar. This is other sfeikas that we mentioned. You have two, whether you have a number of trees that you sold, and you have these have sfeikim in the middle, the same type of sfeikos. So we assume that the seller keeps it. The seller keeps it. The Magen Mishnah there says that whenever the Rambam has a teku, generally he says, he adds in that you keep it based on the chazaka, but if a person is tofes, so then the tofes, the grabber, gets to keep it, because we're mesupik, we don't know what to do. So we keep things as they are, but tafas lo mafkinan, that's the usual rule. But here he doesn't say that. He doesn't say tafas lo mafkinan in these cases. So the Magen Mishnah says, you know why? Because here we're talking about karka. And if we're talking about karka, there's no tefisa when it comes to karka. How can you grab karka? That's what the Magen Mishnah says here in Chaf Dala Dalin, in Hilchas Mechira, v'machaber, afa bisha darko lifsak, v'chol teku de mamon, in tafas ein motzin miyado, gabe karka, ein lomar tefisa mo'eles, de becheskas ba'aleha omedes. Because it's cheskas ba'alim, and you can't be tofis. That's the Magen Mishnah. We mentioned this Magen Mishnah a couple of weeks ago, and we also mentioned the Or Sameach's comment on this Magen Mishnah. The Or Sameach on that Rambam says, I agree with the Magen Mishnah, but you don't need Hisvara. You're right, Tfisa doesn't work. But, not because you can't do Tfisa by Karka. But, once the halacha is that we don't know what's included, if we don't know what's included, right, we don't know, that's the teku. We don't know what the umdana of people are, so then it's the responsibility of the buyer to explicate if he wants this. If he wants, he knows it's a suffix. So if he really wants it, he has to explicate it. below Pirish, and if he does it, kiven de misafka l'chachamim im isa b'kavanaso limkar oso davar olo misveik amrinan de lo machar rak ma shepirish avol ma shelo pirish kiven de misafka l'chachamim im isa de kavanaso hoy limkar gam davar ze havi le lekoach lefarish umistamim because he didn't lo zavin lo keach rak mai de psika l'chachamim shu machar imo. It's like kol de machar adaita de rabbanan machar. And therefore, as I use that lashon, that's what I'm adding in. But if he knows that the rabbis were not sure, then it's his job to be specific if he wants to buy this. And if he doesn't, it's as if he said, "I'm not interested in it," because he knows there is a suffix about it. Good. And just to finish off the Gemara, klat the Gemara said, "Lo zarove bilvan machzor lo ela kala mosar." He does not only have to give back the rova, but everything extra. The Gemara says, "Klap elaya." What's this going on? Just the opposite. What do you mean you give back the not only the moser, but the quarter that you were allowed? So where says you're right, switch it. Tani Rabin Bar Rav Nachman, Loas HaMoser Bilvad Machzor Lo. You not only give back the extra moser, meaning once you went above the limit, you not only give back the amount that went above the limit, Elas HaKolas HaRam Van Kulam, but you give back the main part also that you would have been allowed to do originally, right? We discussed this a few days ago when we spoke about whenever you have a problem with the extra, does you even ruin the ikker, right? A problem with the ribbis, does that ruin the ikker sale? And discussions like that. I didn't mention it yesterday, but another two tekus came up today, so I'll mention it today. Yesterday I mentioned the Chavetz Chaim on tekus, so today I'll mention the Kedushas Levi and the Mabid on tekus. If you look in the Eim Avadim Smecha on page Kuf Samach, and Kuf Samach Aleph through Kuf Samach Gimel, he quotes there the idea of why do we always focus on Eliyahu Navi? Right? What time of Masechta I have to mention it? Right? Why do we devote? Right? Tishbi Yataris Kushis Vabayas. Or the Gemara in the Mishnah Yisim Amitsiya. Yehemunach HaShiyavu Eliyahu. Well, Eliyahu, what about Moshe Rabbeinu? He was our greatest Rebbe. Should be Meku. We're just not used to it. Right? Yehemunach HaShiyavu Moshe. So why Teku and not Meku? So say quotes from the Kedushas Levi, and he quotes from the Mabit. The earlier Gdolim, that Shar Neviim v'Hashoftim. This is the lashon of the Mabit. Shar Neviim v'Hashoftim v'Hachachamim. Asher Hayu B'Doros Ha'Ovrim. The earlier generation rabbis. V'Gam Ha'Avos V'Hashvatim. Umi Boshe Rabbeinu Ad Yimei Atchiya. Kishe Yichyu Lo Yadu Me'Enyani Ha'Olam Hazeh V'Mashikara Achar Mosam. Even though there are Gemaras that say this, but to be involved, they won't know. They don't know, says the Mabit. They won't be able to paskin because they're not involved in the world. Yeah, there are Gemaras that say, we had in Brachas, that they know somewhat what's going on, but really they're not involved. And he's still here. Every once in a while, he comes back to tell some an amora something, right? Brachas Dav Gimel, you have Eliyahu Navi walking by, right? So he comes to tell, so he's still involved. And in order to be a posek, you have to be involved in the world. You have to know what's going on. You have to understand. Rosh Shlomo Zalman knew everything about electricity before he's paskin on the electricity. He knows everything that's going on, and that's what a posek has to do. And that's why Eliyahu Navi knows everything about Olam Hazeh issues. And therefore we say, Yehimunach HaShiyav Eliyahu, and we say, Teku Tishbi Yitaretz. But when it comes to the earlier, you can't ask a Shaila nowadays to a Gadol from 200 years ago. And that's his message, that even though, his message, the context here that he was talking about was even though there were Gadolim earlier that were against going to Eretz Yisrael, that's what he says, you can't bring a Raya from them, living in 1942. You can't bring a riot what Gedolim said before World War II about the need and the quality of Eretz Yisrael. He says, we just got to go by what we have now. What we have now, Rav Teichtel says, Ein makom od lehisha'er begola. Pshita dein lachash lo diri ha-gedolim shayu neged ha-yishuv. Ela ha-halacha ke'elo ha-gedolim shayu ba'ad ha-yishuv. Ki ha-shot tzricha lakach. Vu'ulag im hayu b'chayim itanu. V'hayu roim matzaveinu ata. Gam heim ba'atzmam hayu maskimin lakach. V'dok. But he quotes, that's his context why he brings this in. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Reza Hashem, we will continue tomorrow, Erev Shabbos. Reza Hashem, a couple of more daf, and middle of next week, beginning of next week, we get to Yesh Nochlin, Reza Hashem.